tell me about how you kind of got involved with Game of Thrones and sort of your career from graduating into how you got into assistant directing.
Okay, well, I studied TV production at Bournemouth University, and I had been in the summer before that doing a work placement with a local company in Northern Ireland doing like runners based stuff, a lot of admin things. And then I went back to finish my last year of uni, and I stayed in contact with the company, and I gradually just kept on getting more and more jobs, and eventually I was on Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Live takeaway, and that was great. It was a lot of like timekeeping skills, which I think definitely came in handy when I was preparing for Game of Thrones. So basically Northern Ireland Screen have like a crew call website, and that's how I knew it was for Game of Thrones, because usually they would just use Northern Irish crew. So I applied and I sent in my CV, and then I thought I hadn't got it because it was months down the line, and then all of a sudden I had like a call from the assistant directing department asking me to come in for just an informal chat to get to know me sort of thing, and yeah, that was pretty much it. The great thing about being a trainee AD is that you don't necessarily need a lot of experience in assistant directing, because you're in a trainee position, and that's what their job is to do, is to help you like get the experience to learn what the daily routine is and everything else. So even though I hadn't necessarily been an AD before, it was good that I had the experience from TV and from like work placement with uni. So yeah, I really have a lot of like gratefulness for uni for my placement and everything else, because I don't think I would have got the job without that.
Let's go back to sort of the Saturday Night Live, you know, Ant and Dec work.
Yeah.
So when you, I mean, was that your sort of first big production that you got?
Definitely. Before that, I had been a runner for this really cheesy live country music show with Daniel O'Donnell, and he's a bit of like a mascot for Ireland. So I'd worked on that for a bit, and then, yeah, like my job on Saturday Night Takeaway was, it was a small role, and they were filming on location in Northern Ireland. And it was basically like they had a live item, like the sofa watch item, and a lot of it was like timekeeping, so that they would go live, and no matter what, they had the contestants for the competition for Sofa Watch had to be there on time, registered, and yeah, it was a lot of like admin work for it. But yeah, no, I feel like that was like the proper big thing. It was very surreal at that point, and I was like, oh god, this could actually like lead into something quite bigger than this. So
I always understood when it comes to production work and on any industry, the runner is that job that everyone wants, but when you have it, that's the job you want to immediately kind of get out of.
Yeah,
because it's
yeah. Well, that's the thing though. Like the thing with any like career is, the sad part of it is you have to start from the bottom and make your way up, and everyone is just all about like being a runner, and like the sad part about it is when you're a runner, you're kind of doing like a little bit of everything of every department, and a lot of the time it's for like smallish productions, so you aren't really learning any like specific technical skills that could get you a really good career. So when I was a runner for Ant and Dec, I thought it was really great to have that like hands-on experience, but now that I've got this AD job on Game of Thrones, I had been used to having runner jobs, and going into like the trainee AD work, I was kind of shocked and confused, because it was just nothing like being a runner. And any of my skills from being a runner, like, they weren't as applicable to being an AD as I thought they would be. But at the same time, it was great to, like, get your foot in the door. So I'd definitely recommend, like, starting off that position. But obviously, nobody wants to make a tea for the whole crew for the entire life. You'll get nowhere. So, yeah, you just need to work your way up. That's what I recommend.
So are you technically kind of just self-employed, where you work on contract for different companies, or do you technically work for, you know, did you work for Saturday Night Live, and do you work for Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it's, I would describe working in like TV and film, it is always freelance, and it's always yourself trying to like find work in between shows. So obviously Game of Thrones, they film from like August till February, and then after they've stopped, you need to like pick yourself up and be like, okay, I now need to find like another job. And yeah, like that's the scary part about it, is that it's not like working in an office 9 to 5. You don't know where you're going to be in like 3 years time. You might even be in the same country working for the same company. It's very scary, and especially when you've just came out of university, you kind of want that stability of having an income. But the reality of it is, if you love your job that much, and if you have a passion for it, you're kind of willing to go through all of those interviews and all of those like disappointments when you don't get the job, but eventually it does pay off and you get to that stage where you've made a reputation for yourself and you've built up your CV that it's easy enough to get jobs. And to be honest, it really depends, I think, a lot on like where you live, because you need to really like centralize yourself around big cities like London and Manchester are really, really good for like TV and film jobs. So it's a lot to do about where you are and how well you can present yourself in your CV and like getting that experience.
How have you found that then, in terms of travel and having to base yourself?
When I was still in Bournemouth, all my friends were going to London to get jobs and I was going back to Northern Ireland, and I was really, really gutted, thinking, what am I going to do? There's not enough going on in Northern Ireland, like with film and TV, apart from Game of Thrones, and they're really like, it's Game of Thrones, how are you going to get a job in that? And I was panicking a lot, thinking I would end up moving to London, end up being poor because it's London. But yeah, no, I went back to Belfast, and the company I was with on placement, they had me back for a month, and then by that stage Game of Thrones had rang me and I was lucky enough to get a job on that. But I could definitely see myself moving to London and then moving around a lot, which I wouldn't mind. I like changing my like environment up a lot, but it would be nice when I'm older to be able to settle down somewhere. So I don't think it can always be that easy.
So I have to now ask about you.
Go ahead. Go.
I come from a perspective of someone who, like, it's exactly the situation where I can't go to comic conventions anymore, because I go and I turn into a human mess. And I can't talk to Sylvester McCoy Louise Jameson. It's too much for me. I'm so, you know, I can't imagine going into Game of Thrones now, because I would just be like, it's too much.
Too much, yeah. The theme and everything else is too much, yeah.
When did you start? Which season did you kind of start working?
So this is my first season, season 7.
So that really must be a scary point of going and going, this is the world phenomenon.
Like,
you know?
Just this year, Game of Thrones have broken the record for the most Emmy Awards for any drama TV series ever. And that in itself is a massive achievement, but it's also very intimidating, because you're like, this is very serious and like there's hordes of fans around the world that watch the show. And yeah, it's a big responsibility, and you feel like you're actually contributing something, though. You're working on like the biggest show in the world, and it's in its 7th season, so obviously like everyone's already established in what they do. And yeah, I don't know, it's a lot of people ask me if I get starstruck because of the cast members, but you go in and you think of it as just a job after a few weeks, and yeah, you eventually get used to the hype and the fame, and you think of it as just a job. But when you come home at the end of the day, you are still like, wow, that's Game of Thrones. I just came home from a day of work from not every day that everyone can say that. So
what kind of roles do you do as your AD job then?
Like, a big part of being it is, it sounds really stupid and not important at all, but it's this thing called lock off, and you'll have a door or an area where there's a lot of foot traffic, and you'll be asking people to be quiet during takes. Like, you will help shout out, oh, we're rolling now, like, quiet on set and things like that. And it's your job, basically. You're the really annoying person that everyone hates on set, because you're telling everyone off for being noisy and for having the crack. You hate it. You hate being the bad person. Like, everyone hates you by the end of the day. And I find for myself, as a girl, it's very hard, because I'm telling, like, 30-year-old riggers that are all, like, burly men, like, here, can you, like, be quiet, please, because we're in the middle of rolling. It's hard, because they just don't take you seriously enough, and you hate being the bad person, but you have to do your job, because otherwise the whole thing gets held up and you all end up working overtime and nobody wants to be there longer than they have to be. So yeah, it's just part of the job. And apart from telling people to be quiet and doing your lock-off job, you're generally doing like cast and camera stuff. Sometimes we'll be standing in for cast members, so helping the cameras, obviously, like calibrating everything when the actor's having a break. Just generally getting cast whatever they need, so like their teas, coffees, lunches.
That must be very cool, being on set, in terms of just walking around doing these scenes, being like, oh, you know, in a minute I'm just gonna do the steps that Maisie Williams will be doing in 10 minutes.
Exactly, yeah. it's funny, it's like, I never thought I would be in this position. You're stood in front of 50 odd crew members in the same spot as Emilia Clarke, just thinking like, how did I end up here? It's crazy, but it's a really proud feeling, even if you're just standing in and like going to their marks and whatever.
So when you watch Game of Thrones, if you watch Game of Thrones, Do you, can you watch with an objective eye, or are you sitting there going, ah, yes, I remember that when we did this, we moved this camera. Is there a detachment that you can apply to that?
I think this is my first season, so I'll probably think about that a little bit more when it comes out in like May, June time. But so far, when I've watched it back, it's been... I have definitely have been watching it with a different eye. Before I worked on Game of Thrones, I was interested in it because obviously it's so big, so I wanted to know what it was about, but I never avidly watched it. And now I'm like, yeah, I really want to properly get into it and know all about it. And it's funny, like, you see all the sets and you're thinking, oh, I was literally just there the other day. It's very surreal.